In just a few days, we celebrate a momentous event in our Catholic tradition, the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Join us as we explore the significance of Mary's birth and how it heralds the dawn of our salvation. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today we delve into a profound celebration happening this Sunday, September 8th, the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. As you know, Padre Pio had a deep devotion to Our Lady. This feast day holds a special place in our Catholic Church, marking the birth of the one who would become the mother of our Savior. Let's explore this incredible event and see how it can inspire our faith. The Church celebrates the birth of Mary as a pivotal moment in salvation history. The Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary signifies the beginning of the fulfillment of God's plan for the Incarnation. To express this poetically, just as dawn precedes the rising sun, Mary's birth ushers in the coming of Christ, the light of the world. Since Our Lady is the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, keeping all due proportions, everything that can be said of Christmas can also be said of her nativity. Her birth, like the birth of Jesus, is a source of immense joy and grace for us. When speaking about the birth of our Lord, we can say that salvation came to the world with the birth of Jesus Christ. In a similar way, this statement holds true for the nativity of Our Lady. If it is true that only Jesus Christ is the Savior, then it is also true that Mary's birth brought salvation with her. The significance of this feast is rooted in ancient tradition. The Proto-Evangelium of James, an earlier writing from around the 2nd century, provides an account of Mary's birth. According to the writer, Mary's parents, Saint Joachim and Anne, were childless and advanced in years, which brought them great shame and sorrow. You see, in their culture, having no children was often seen as a sign of divine disfavor. Joachim and Anne both fervently prayed, remembering how God blessed Abraham and Sarah with a son in their old age. Joachim retired to the desert, where he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, saying in himself, "I will not go down either for food or for drink until the Lord my God shall look upon me, and prayer shall be my food and drink." Their fervent prayers were answered when an angel announced that they would have a child who would be spoken of in all the world. After 9 months, as God promised, Anna gave birth. According to the text, Anna asked the midwife, "What have I brought forth?" And she replied, "A girl." Anna then said, "My soul has been magnified this day." She gave her breast to the child and called her name Mary. Mary's birth was a cause for great joy, not just for her parents, but for all of humanity. From the very moment of her conception, she was graced with a singular privilege of being free from original sin, a dogma known as the Immaculate Conception. This unique grace prepared her to be the pure vessel through which the Son of God would enter the world. Regardless of whether the Proto-Evangelium of James presents accurate historical truths regarding the conception, birth, and early life of the Blessed Virgin Mary, it is undeniable that her birth holds immense significance. Saint Andrew of Crete, an 8th century bishop, beautifully expressed that on the day of Mary's birth, the Creator of the world constructed his temple. Mary is that temple, the Ark of the New Covenant, the tabernacle and first dwelling place of God incarnate. Her soul was born pure, spotless, and holy. St. Andrew of Crete said that the whole creation is jubilant on this special day because the birth of Mary is a joyful prelude to the gift of humanity's salvation. Professor Plinio Correa de Oliveira, an influential Brazilian Catholic writer and a man of action who founded the Brazilian Society for the Defense of Tradition, Family, and Property, and inspired 25 other similar associations on 5 continents, reflected on the profound role of the Blessed Virgin in the salvation of souls. He said, St. Thomas of Villanova explained in a sermon that Mary is the heavenly dawn, not only for the world, but especially for each individual soul. He recalled the great truth taught by Catholic tradition, that a soul imbued with devotion to the Blessed Virgin carries within it the sign of predestination. Do you firmly desire to be saved from eternal damnation? Then faithfully honor Mary. Do you wish to guarantee the salvation of those who are dear to you? Obtain from them the promise that they will not fail to recite some prayer to Mary every day. Catholic tradition states that a servant of Our Lady cannot perish. Servus Mariae non perebit. He will forever sing the mercy of Jesus and of His Holy Mother. So as we commemorate this feast, let us draw inspiration from Mary's life and seek her intercession in our own spiritual journey. As Padre Pio said, may the Mother of Jesus and our Mother always smile on your spirit, obtaining for it from her most holy Son every heavenly blessing. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.